What do you want me to say? So, first of all, this is my first time here in Meissen, and I'm particularly grateful to Jörg Brönig, the director of music here, for being so welcoming, and this fantastic, fantastic historic cathedral. It is such a pleasure to be here. And just so you know, one of the things that's typical of a very old building is it's not straight. So if you turn around and you look straight back at the west door, it's not quite on the axis. And I first noticed this at Washington Cathedral in the US. And this was purposely done. It wasn't a mistake. It's so that your eye has something other than infinity to look at. And it's quite amazing if you notice that in old churches that have different rooms. It's just an honor to be in this amazing place. I took a tower tour an hour and a half ago, and if you have a chance to do that, do it. It's incredible. The organ is at least the third. I don't know how many there were before the Baroque organ, but this organ is from 1972, and as Herr Brönig says, it's probably not the last word. The previous organ was on that wall, and the organ before that, from the 18th century, was where organs belong, which is at the West Gallery. And there are pictures of these previous instruments in the archives of the cathedral. If you take the tour, it's around the ambulatory and down, and it's just fascinating. Anyway, back to the organ, and that's what we're here for. I'm going to play the next piece is the first movement. Do you want to say your special thing about that? From the mouth up.
Thank you.
I wanted to say one other thing, though. Critical factor for any organ is where it is. And that's another incredible thing about this room, is the acoustic. And so in the first piece you heard, there were many times that I was listening to the room, and I didn't have to play until I wanted to, and I was waiting for the room to be finished with the reverberation. And then the first Bach piece, you heard two sort of surprising pauses. And again, this incredibly beautiful room has a perfect acoustic that's relatively long in terms of reverberation time, but very, very clear. And so the organ is very happy here. So I'm very happy here.
Thank you.
So, as Ole said, perhaps the most important function that the organ provides is accompaniment and leadership to the congregation in worship, and particularly in the Lutheran tradition, singing hymns. And so that is now up to you to provide some competition for the organ. Okay? And so we're going to sing A Mighty Fortress, Ein Feste Burg, and before we sing it in the version that you have, I wanted you to hear just a bit of the original Luther rhythmic version of the melody. Much bouncier, dancier, and trickier, but it was the version I was raised with, and so it goes, I'll sing it in English. A mighty fortress he is our God, a full work never failing. So that's the version that I grew up with, and it's actually the first one in the hymnal here, which is great. Again, if you have the hymnal, it's hymn 362, but we're going to sing the version that is really from Bach's time, and this harmonization has been attributed to Bach, but he didn't actually do this particular one. So what we're going to do is I will play an introduction, and then by the end of the introduction, it would be very appropriate for you to stand, because no one can sing terribly well sitting down, and you need a break from sitting anyway. And so everybody should sing stanza 1 and 4, and then if you are so inclined, stanza 2, let's have the women, and stanza 3, let's have the men, okay? So all, women, men, all. And just a little side note, if you would like to attribute the Still Our Ancient Foe and Armed With Cruel Hate to a certain recent American political nominee, that's up to you. actually could not hear what you were saying.
What's the most famous medicine in peace?
You should get it from the first four notes. So, Jörg, how many times have you played that piece?
Tomorrow.
It will not be at my wedding. And allow me also to say a thank you to Ole himself. This is now the third time Ole has dragged me somewhere besides my home, twice here in Germany and once in Japan. So thank you, Ole, for doing this again. It's a delight.